What if I told you that God could be seen in the most ordinary things every day? That if we just took a break from the busyness of our lives to just stop and look around, to consider the things that we encounter all the time and overlook, the lessons that we would learn from our children and in our homes, our families. What if I told you that everyday ordinary events could teach us extraordinary eternal truths? Would you believe me? Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Set Your Mind Above podcast. I'm your host, VJ Seip. I am a Christian, a preacher, a husband, and a father. In this podcast, we take everyday, ordinary events and explore how they can teach us extraordinary, eternal truths. I'm so glad that you have joined me for this episode. Now, let's open up our minds, our hearts, and our Bibles together. If you know anything about me, you know how much I love sports, particularly baseball and football. As baseball is drawing near towards the end of the regular season, football is just about to start up again. Naturally, this is also the time of year that I jump back into all of my fantasy football leagues. If you don't know what fantasy football is, essentially, you compete with your friends to draft the best players that you think will perform well in actual games during the upcoming season. Yards, catches, touchdowns, and such will score you points, and negative plays such as sacks, fumbles, and interceptions, however, will cost you. This year, I am in 5 different leagues, including an all-preachers league, which has already been a ton of fun. We all video called and harassed each other while we drafted our players, talking all of the ins and outs of each player along the way. It's been a long while since I just sat and talked sports with a bunch of different guys, so it was refreshing for me. I would talk about football for hours on end if you gave me time. I loved the debates back and forth from both passionate fans and statistical experts. I enjoy staying up to date on coaching staffs and their overall schemes. I have actually gotten to the point that I even study football. In my limited free time, I will watch the episodes where Peyton Manning breaks down the play of different quarterbacks in-game and highlights their strengths and weaknesses. I study routes of some of the best wide receivers in the game. I know whether the defensive backs should press in tight with coverage or play off from their counterparts. I understand that a good run or passing game is only as good as your offensive line. If you haven't caught my drift yet, I really enjoy learning about football, watching football, debating about football, and playing fantasy football. But you want to know something that's really odd, given everything that I've just said? I have never once actually played football. Not one time in my life. Sure, I've thrown a ball around with the boys before, maybe even played a little bit of intramural during college, but I never once have thrown pads on and been a part of a team. I'm really not all that good even at throwing or catching a football for that matter. When it comes to football, unlike Marshawn Lynch, who was always about that action, boss, I'm all talk. All that knowledge is simply that, head knowledge. But there is a huge difference between knowing about football and actually playing the game, between understanding concepts and actually getting out on the field and doing them. While I may never get out onto an actual football field in my life, because let's face it, I'm a 32-year-old chubby hubby with a family, I believe that there is a much more important lesson to be learned here. I recently shared some thoughts like this with our church family here in Danville, Kentucky, after we finished a series of lessons on evangelism. Naturally, We know the mission that we have been given by Jesus in regard to sharing the gospel with the world. Jesus is recorded as saying in Matthew chapter 28 and in verses 19 through 20, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you." This is our mission that we have been given in Christ Jesus, to let the light of Christ shine through us and to go and share the gospel with all the world. So, what do we do? Well, for starters, we all come together and we talk about exactly how to do that every week. We have lessons about how we should love the lost and how to approach others with the gospel. We break into small groups and discuss obstacles that stand in the way of seeking the lost in our culture. We go to the bookstore and buy books on how to teach others about Jesus, and then post about the books that we read so others can read them too. We know all of the ins and outs of different approaches when it comes to evangelism. The pros and cons of door knocking, revival meetings, social media work, or radio and television programs. We come up with yearly themes and celebrate that this year we will focus on even more study on the importance of sharing the gospel. We'll invite guest speakers to travel hundreds or thousands of miles to talk with our local churches about new or exciting ideas about evangelism. At this point, you get the picture. But let me ask you again, what do we do? James writes in his letter the following admonition: "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like someone looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of person he was. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer who works, this person will be blessed in what he does." James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. There is a huge difference between knowing about evangelism and how to share the gospel and actually doing it. Everywhere that you look around you, there are churches that are dying right and left. Despite growing constantly in knowledge, they never grow as a congregation or in their community. It leaves one scratching their heads and asking, what are we doing wrong? May I be so bold to suggest that perhaps the problem is that we're not doing anything? For many Christians, when it comes to sharing the gospel, we are all talk, but we are not about that action. My friends, what good does any of that actually do at all if that is all? What good does knowing the importance of sharing the gospel and all of the ins and outs of evangelism actually do if I never open my mouth and share Jesus with someone? Please allow me to clarify. I'm speaking in generalizations. I know many, many Christians who do not simply talk the talk, but they walk the walk when it comes to sharing the gospel with others. I know of several churches that are constantly growing because they are not just debating and discussing the gospel, but are out there sharing Jesus with others. But if these thoughts convict you, then it's time to get to work. It's time to put all of that knowledge to some kind of good use. It's time to be about that action, boss. Let's finish with the words of Paul in Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 13. "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on him that they have not believed in? And how can they believe without hearing about him? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode, and I would invite you back every Tuesday for a brand new episode each week. If you haven't already, be sure to find us on Facebook for occasional announcements and special video sessions. If you have benefited from this podcast, please, if you're able to, be sure to share it with someone else that you think could benefit from it as well. Until next time, know that I love you, that God loves you, and may we all each and every day set our minds above.